Guys, we're approaching the end of the show. Well, we're at the end of the show. We have one last song to sign off, but we have to say goodbye to you so that we can go have fun. But yeah, this has been Janie and
Nina.
And you have been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Next week, little sneak peek. Next week, I'll have a few special guests with me, and maybe we'll be doing some singing along. Call me crazy.
Fantastic.
We'll see how it goes.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. Today is August 18th.
It's oh my God, I didn't realize it was August 18th. That's like the end of what?
I thought we were still in the beginning of August. That is much later than I initially presumed. Wow. Okay, so it is Monday, August 18th, much to my surprise. It's 1:03 p.m., and you've been listening to WMFO. To sign off, we are going to leave you with My Little Corner of the World by Yola Tango. And I will see you next week.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Soon forget. in the Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
what can I say? Knew it right away. You are what you are, and I feel like a cage. You're so cute, my fate is on the place. I'll be the one who ends up getting hurt.
Is far away where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. Will future pixels in factories far away? So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. My soul.
beach, same time every day, same routine. A clear target in summer when skies are blue. It's part of the noise when winter comes, it reverberates in my lungs. Nature's corrupted, in fact is far away.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Cause I know what it looks like to do. And we will never be alone again. Cause it doesn't ever matter a day. Who? Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. A hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and there, dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgini near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed chasing some was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. He had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run. With this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway. Thank you.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
more think it's enough. We're stuck in our lives, but fuck again.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.